You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The GIFT Nifty traded higher during Thursday's early trading session, up by 0.14% at 19,527, indicating a mildly positive opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended in the red after tanking in trade on Wednesday, as global markets fell on Fitch Ratings downgrade of US credit ratings. The Nifty 50 gave up 207 points to close at 19,526.55. On the other hand, Sensex slipped 1.02% to end at 65,782.78. The stocks to watch out for today are Hero Motor Corp, Vedanta, Adani Enterprises, Indigo, JSW Steel, Ambuja Cements and Bharti Airtel. Up next, six executives, including the marketing head of India's cosmetics to fashion retailer Nykaa, have resigned since April. These key departures come as competition intensifies in the fast-growing sector. The exits include that of Chief Marketing Officer Shalini Raghavan, with Nykaa's founder and CEO Falguni Nair stepping up to take direct oversight of that function, given its criticality, the company said. The others who have quit are Kingshuk Basu, a Senior Vice President VP for Retail, Sumant Kasliwal, Senior VP in the Fashion Unit, Aditya Sandhu from the Business to Business Sales Unit, VP Sachin Kataria from the E-commerce Business, and Shantanu Prakash, VP for Marketing and Communications. Moving on, Fitch's decision to downgrade the US government's credit rating by a notch from the top level is unlikely to take the sheen off the US Treasuries as the safest liquid investment option for global finance capital, as market sentiments will continue to be supported by the dollar's reserve status, economists and trade analysts said. Since the US will try and adjust the exchange value of its currency to offset any marginal impact of the credit grader's action in the forex market, any appreciation of the emerging marketing currencies like the Indian rupee may be marginal and short-lived, they feel. Of course, if the US Treasury continues to harden in the near future, it could have an impact on bond yields across the world. In other developments, the government is weighing a proposal to consolidate the subsidies provided to the electric vehicle industry after the two ongoing production-linked incentive PLI schemes for the auto sector and batteries. If this is done, there won't be any need to continue with the faster adoption and manufacturing of hybrid and electric vehicles FAME scheme. However, a final decision will be taken after holding detailed consultations with the industry. The thinking within the government to consolidate the subsidies under the PLI schemes assumes significance as deliberations are taking place on whether to come up with a new FAME 3 scheme after the ongoing FAME 2 expires in March 2024. The allocation for FAME 2 is Rs 10,000 crore. Meanwhile, Ambuja Cements, a cement firm acquired by the Adani Group, is understood to have closed a deal to acquire Sanghi Cement at an enterprise valuation of about Rs 6,000 crore. This would be the first acquisition by the Gautam Adani helm firm after the US-based Hindenburg Research claimed there are significant governance issues within the Adani Group. Sanghi Cement, which mainly caters to the western markets of Gujarat, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, has a production capacity of 6.1 MTPA. It also owns a captive power plant with a capacity of 143 megawatts. Industry sources said that Adani Group will invest Rs 4,500 crore to acquire the promoter's stake and take over the company's debt of about Rs 1,500 crore. In a latest Q1 result, VIP Industries posted its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs 57.75 crore, down 16.4% as compared to Rs 69.10 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 636.13 crore, up 7.7% as against Rs 590.61 crore during Q1 FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 80.6 crore, down 21.4% on year. The company posted total income of Rs 638.77 crore during Q1 FY24, up 6.9% in comparison to Rs 597.66 crore during the same period last year. However, the total expenses stood at Rs 587.18. Lastly, the global demand slump has started impacting India's farm exports too. Shipments of agricultural items and processed foods which had remained resilient last fiscal even amid a slowdown in the country's overall merchandise exports by 14.7% on year to $6.23 billion in the first quarter of the current fiscal. Cereals exports in the April-June dropped sharply by 25% to $3.07 billion on year because of the ban on wheat exports imposed in May last year. In the last quarter of FY23, wheat exports were valued at $1.07 billion, and a ban on shipment of wheat was imposed on May 17, 2022, to address domestic shortfall in production which had led to rise in prices. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.